This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with episode 240, Educational Play. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 240. And today I want to thank our sponsor, Kiwi Crate, as our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network sponsor. Friends, this is a wonderful gift for your kids, no matter what the occasion. This is one of those gifts that keeps on giving. And in just a few moments, we're going to hear more from our sponsor. You can visit kiwico.com /homeschool for an exclusive offer. That's kiwico.com /homeschool. And I just butchered that there, but you'll find the information in the show notes. All right. Well, educational play is a great tool to not only teach your kids, but to encourage them to think. And if you've heard me in this podcast, I talk about the importance of kids thinking. So important. Children who think create. And besides, let's face it, parents enjoy giving gifts that encourage learning. And we are going to explore the criteria I use for purchasing educational gifts, as well as the best and most long-lasting toys that you will give your children for years of enjoyment. And the best news, you can pass it down or give to others for generations to come. And I did another podcast about some of the top 10 gifts that I select, and this kind of goes along with it, just a little bit more in depth than that other podcast that I did. Well, educational play is not just for little kids, but the younger you begin, the better, and your children will enjoy toys that do something, and the more interactive, the better. I encourage kids to be part of the experience. So that's why my kids really enjoy the building games. I had one son who did not gasp like Legos, and he just didn't want to sit there and put them together. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, what little boy, you know, has this aversion to these little building blocks. Yet this child, as he's an adult, can take apart any engine. He can build just about anything. He works in our construction company with his dad, and actually has taken on a lead role. And he's my do-it-yourself kid. You know, whatever it is, he manages to figure it out. And, you know, this year we're even frying a turkey. We've never done that before. And he researched it. He ordered the stuff, the seasoning he wanted. He went out and bought, you know, researched what kind of pot he wanted to get. And it was really funny because the other day he said to me, "Mom, I can't believe you're letting me make the turkey." And I said, "I don't think you gave me a choice. You just kind of took on this project and just went for it when I said we could do it." And, you know, this is the kid who wouldn't build with little blocks, yet he was also the one that loved the tools. So we would give him sets of tools, and every year he wanted more and more. And I remember when he was 10, we were out shopping, and he saw the set of tools, and they were over $100. I mean, this was like an adult set, one of those big plastic cases that like tri-fold out. It was a box, but it was kind of a flat box. And one of the things that I said to him was, you know, first of all, it's expensive. But second of all, I said, you don't take care of your stuff really well. You know, like you just leave your stuff all over the place. And would you believe it made him get really organized? And even now, Probably, I would say 80% of the tools in my garage belong to this child who's no longer a child. But everything, like last year, what he wanted were tool cases for his tools. But he did. He learned to take care of things, and he did get that tool set, which he still has many years later. So, you know, even if your child doesn't like a particular thing, you know, you'll find that you will find the one thing that really gets them going. And that's so wonderful. So what is your prerequisite for educational toys or educational play? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about, you know, the importance of play? A lot of times, you know, we don't like our kids, I don't like my kids playing video games, okay? I feel like that is such a waste of time. But I loved it when they played dress up. I loved it when they had plays and when they did all of these different things. I thought it was so great. And that's what we want to encourage. So I'm going to give you my list, and then I'm going to give you some, you know, some more things that I think work really well in that regard, that could be fun things to give as gifts. You know, some of the things like a swing set, you're not necessarily going to give as a gift. I've given them to my grandkids, but you know, when you give your kids a swing set for their birthday, it's not exactly that exciting to them, you know? So, here are some subcategories. So fun. If a toy isn't fun, they're not going to play with it, right? And education doesn't necessarily mean boring. The second is it has to be sturdy. Wood is my favorite type of material for toys, you know, or obviously, like, if they're real, like the tools I was talking about with my son were made out of metal, and it needs to be something that won't easily break. Three is colorful. Let's face it, kids love color, and not all toys are colorful, but if they attract your attention, they will attract your kids' attention as well. Four, it's something that teaches. Some of the best learning comes from self-discovery, and open-ended is better, you know, than just one solution. So if you're in the car, you're listening on the run, don't worry about it. You don't need to write these down. They're in the show notes on the website on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 240, Educational Play. All right, number five, long-lasting. Similar to sturdy, you want something that isn't just for one time. And my goals are to give it away and pass it down to a sibling. And believe me, we have passed things down to grandkids now, so it's really awesome. Number six, and this is just me, I don't know about you, but no batteries. Battery toys are great for a one-time thing. These types of gifts often break. And if you find a battery toy, I found one that played classical music, and it was a box, and it had four little squares, and each of the cubes fit in there and made a different tune. And that is still around, and that is a battery toy, but it was expensive when I purchased it, but it has lasted through all the kids and the grandkids. So it is great, except that you can lose the pieces. So that's the downside. And number seven, no one way to do it. It's open-ended. Again, that's one of my favorite things. And it's, you know, sparks creativity, which is the next one. So there's no one way to do it. It lends itself to engaging the child to think, something you can build again and again, but differently. It's artistic or musical, dramatic play. All of those things come to mind. And it's interactive and engaging. So again, something that is going to require input from your child. Things that you put your child in front of, like a movie or a video game. Yes, I know video games can be engaging, and my children like to tell me it builds eye hand coordination. And, you know, okay, I'll give you that, but it you know, you're just sitting there. So I like things that cause a child to input their ideas. And the last is kits for building or putting together. And again, those will be on the website. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the categories for educational play and some things that would be under each one of these lists. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. KiwiCrate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16 and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, episode 240, Educational Play, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. So the categories that I'm going to talk about that lend themselves to educational play, and I'm going to give you some of my favorites that are dramatic play, physical play, cooking, musical, artistic, and of course, outdoor activities. I'm sure I've left out some good ideas. So if you're by the website, go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and look for episode 240, Educational Play, and leave me your comments there. And be sure to share this podcast with others. All right, so here we go. The first is dramatic play. I just love it when kids do their puppet shows or that kind of thing. And so my favorite educational play types of toys are theater sets, puppet shows, dress-up clothes, and old jewelry and shoes. You know how kids always go into your closet and put on your shoes, right? So it's a great thing to keep, you know, without having to go and buy shoes. A lot of times those little kids' shoes are so flimsy and they just don't last. And so that's always great. And it really lends itself to dramatic play. Another is physical play. So vintage toys like jump rope and sporting equipment is always fun. Swimming pool toys or swimming pool. You know, we had an above the ground pool for years. Slip and slide. Even when we had an in-ground pool, my kids would set up the slip and slide. And in fact, the boys used that to practice sliding to bases for baseball. I thought that was hysterical. And, you know, of course, water toys. Scooters, skates, bikes, all that kind of stuff is fun. And playhouses. I mean, playhouses don't have to be built out of wood, although that's always great. And it's great to have a treehouse, always a fun thing. But also, you know, give a kid a sheet and some chairs and some clothespins and watch them go because, you know, it's really fun for them and it sparks play. And as you can see, all of these things, you know, are not necessarily gift items, although some could be, but they are things that really encourage kids to think, to explore, and, you know, to do things that, you know, video games, yes, I'm harping on that again, just can't do. How about cooking? So cooking is one of my favorite hobbies, and I absolutely love it, and I love to cook with kids. When I was a young mom, I would take out a huge piece of paper, and I would write out all of the ingredients in the recipes, even when they couldn't read, and that's how I began to teach them to want to read, as well as measure and learn, you know, basics of math. And of course, it's always fun to make a mess. I mean, I would put down a large plastic tablecloth on the floor, and we would just sit on the floor and do that. Now, I have grandkids that stand on chairs, and everybody's, you know, trying to help throw things in the mixer, which is always fun, so we have to take turns. But cooking is a wonderful activity, and of course, you get the yummy results at the end. So, you know, one of the things that is a fun thing that encourages kids, you know, to have, you know, educational play, if you will, but also real life experience are like cooking lessons and then giving the kids kid-sized things. So kid-sized utensils and cookware, plastic or wooden foods, always fun for them to play with and make us food, tea sets, kid-sized aprons, and cookbooks for kids. Always great ideas to give the kids and also encourages educational play. Science, another biggie in my repertoire. So science kits can be all kinds of things. I wrote a book called Teaching Science and Having Fun. You can find that on Amazon. And I have science kits that you can put together using household items. It's really fun, like biology and physics and general science. And that came out of self-preservation when my kids were taking my nice measuring cups and measuring spoons down by the pond because they were, you know, doing some kind of experiment. Or they were taking baggies and baking soda and vinegar outside and exploding baggies. So I created these kits so that the kids could just take that kit outdoors. I was fine with that and have a great time. So science kits, either that you buy or put together yourself, science supplies, field trips are always fun. And I always gave the kids a backpack. And so they had like a field trip backpack, like if we would take a nature hike. Of course, under that would be binoculars and things like that. Building sets, you know, with Kiwi Crate has some wonderful building sets, and they're interactive, and the kids can put them together, and they're our sponsor today, too. Experiment books are always great. You can find those at the library, used bookstores, and then, of course, the Nature Center and Museum season passes. But going to the Nature Center and Museum sparked so many things. I remember my kids had their own Nature Center where they had collections of shells that they had from the beach and rocks and all kinds of things. So much fun. Outdoor play, my favorite, again, swing sets, rock wall and climbing walls, tunnels, bird feeders, obstacle courses, balance beams, trampoline, and sand and water play. And, you know, this year for Christmas, actually, I'm getting my grandkids this little octagonal climbing thing, which I'm excited about. Keep them out of the trees. I have a big tree that they climb here, and I can't watch because, yes, that's outdoor play and sparks creativity, like how are we going to get down? And we've had kids, my husband went out front one time and heard somebody yelling help, and it's because they were dangling from a tree branch. So this grandma just can't handle it. I can't stand to watch it. My kids always said I would put them all in a bubble if I could, and I always say, yes, I would, but we can't, and we need to let kids be kids, so maybe you're a braver mom than I am. Okay, musical play had all of this stuff, bells, cymbals, drums, drumsticks, those electronic drumsticks, even though I said, you know, nothing with batteries, those were really cool. The recorder, that is the squeakiest thing ever if it's played incorrectly, but the kids love it. And one time we actually did lessons, I taught it, which was a sight to behold because I'm not musical, which is why I like music so much. I appreciate other people's talents. Guitar, xylophone, trumpet, flute, musical kits. I will say with guitar, be careful because I remember talking to a lady who worked for a toy store that is soon to go out of business. I won't mention its name, but they sold a $125 guitar and apparently it didn't keep its tune. And she was a manager of returns, and she said, you know, well, what did people want for $125? And I was thinking, oh my gosh, because I don't buy musical instruments, and I know that they're very expensive. You know, for $125, you want it to hold, you know, hold its tune for longer than a year, right? And that was one of those items that they had a hard time returning. So be careful if you're buying your kids a little kid guitar, if it's just a fun thing that they're going to just play with and it's cheap, then go for it. Artistic play, easels. We had those very, and that's another thing that I love art. So I always had good paper on hand for the kids. So by good paper, I mean watercolor paper. I bought the kids every year like an art journal that they could take outside and they could, you know, draw things like things in nature or, you know, just artistic things that they wanted. Having a good stack of papers. I have a grandchild that I give her a ream of paper every year, and that child mass produces things when she makes them. So she's really happy to get that whole ream of paper that she can use on her own without permission from mommy every time she wants paper. And then also Kiwi Crates has some great little artist kits for the kids and art and craft things. Scissors, fancy scissors are a great thing. And of course, chalkboard and marker board. And I always have to be careful that my kids are using the right markers on the board. Well, hopefully that helped you with some ideas for creative play for your kids and the importance of allowing children playtime. When my kids were little, we tried doing the little recess thing like they do in quote-unquote real school. That never worked for us because it was really hard to get them back in. So what we would try to do is get our schoolwork done early so then they had time for play. And especially when they're young, give them that time to have playtime. So thanks so much for listening to this episode. Thanks again. Shout out for Kiwi Crate. Yay. I was so excited that they were our sponsor because I knew all about them and had given gifts before from that company and will again this year, especially with the great offers that they have. So you want to try to check them out at kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool. And again, that information will be on the show notes on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, episode 240, Educational Play. Thanks, guys. God bless. Take care and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.